Subcommittee Chairman Dennis Ross says OPM's launch of USA Jobs 3.0 last month was disastrous.
Well, it crashed. I mean, they spent 18 months and $6 million on October 11th. When they launched it, it crashed.
OPM hadn't anticipated so many job seekers. It had to buy more servers in a hurry to handle all the users. Technical glitches also made it hard for people to search and apply for jobs. Ross is a Florida Republican, but he says this hearing isn't about snubbing President Barack Obama, who has made jobs, jobs, jobs a priority. Ross says having OPM operate a site of this magnitude may not be the best thing for federal hiring.
They manage the personnel, policy, the administration of the human resources, of the employees of the federal government. But when it comes to things that are of such a nature as keeping pace with the job market, being able to offer instantaneous, real-time availability of jobs, you know, maybe we should outsource that service to somebody that does it routinely as a matter of course, as a matter of their business.
Until last month, Monster Government Solutions operated the site for about $6 million a year. Its parent company runs the general job board Monster.com. Hackers twice broke into its resume database and gained access to job candidates' information. OPM Director John Barry told reporters recently, storing that data is part of his agency's mission.
There are certain jobs government needs to do. And I would argue maintaining the basic warehouse of these resumes is a governmental function. They're government property, they contain personal information, and they ought not be commingled with other businesses or other business information. And potentially, you know, those that just can't be the same level of security.
But some experts don't think OPM can do better. Consultant Bob Lamb works with technology sourcing firms that contract with the government. He says OPM brought USA Jobs in-house because the site is critical to the human resources mission.
And it's no doubt that OPM is looking to ensure the maximum support for this very important function. But, you know, while I may not fully understand some of what OPM's information technology-based capabilities are, I am not under the impression that applications maintenance of a third-party program nor infrastructure support are a core competency of the predominant policy and regulatory-focused OPM.
Operating USA Jobs is not for amateurs. OPM had to import more than 17 million user accounts and 22 million documents into the new site. It spent $6 million. But Barry tells reporters the move should save the government money in the long run.
You almost had a double cost in the first year, you know, because you had to pay for the existing product while you were building the new one. The five-year cost were projected to be lower than the existing contract.
OPM spends another $6 million a year on administrating the site. That money comes from agency pockets. Federal human resources leaders see the site as critical to their mission. They, not OPM, were the ones who decided to bring it in-house. Pat Tamburino is the Defense Department's Deputy Assistant Secretary for Civilian Personnel Policy.
From a practical perspective, DOD needs to partner with OPM because we are such a large agency. You know, we're the biggest executive agency in terms of hiring. So we wanted a solution where we could respond to the president's timeline, which was hiring inside of 90 days. The systems we had, which was a patchwork quilt of systems, couldn't respond. We tried other alternatives.
Tamburino says when the Defense Department hit upon the combination of USA Jobs and another OPM-managed site, USA Staffing, it did reduce its hiring times. But the department's progress predates OPM taking back USA Jobs last month. At a recent meeting of agency chief human capital officers, Tamburino wouldn't say whether he's pleased with the site.
What I'm pleased with is they're working around the clock, and I think their metrics are pretty telling. I think they've pretty much got it suitcased right now. And we're talking to the services regularly. These are not shy people. If there was a problem, they would tell me. Pretty now, we're cranking along quite well.
User complaints to the help desk are down from a high of 3,000 a week to 1,200. No agency has reported having trouble with USA Jobs, according to OPM. OPM brought Kathy Dilliman out of retirement. She had fixed the agency's Federal Investigative Service Division. And now, Agency Director Barry says, with Dilliman at the helm, her team has things under control.
This is an example of government working. They have turned, you know, I think all of you know who have worked with IT systems. When a system goes into a death spiral, it is very hard to pull it up and out. You look at every one of the trends and trajectories of this data, They are all going in the right direction.
That satisfies Chief Human Capital Officers. They applauded OPM's efforts at their recent meeting. Former Department of Homeland Security Chief Human Capital Officer Jeff Neal told Federal News Radio last month that he has confidence in OPM's technical abilities.
When USA Jobs stood up, it was a very good product. It was done by the OPM team down in Macon. It worked quite well for a number of years, and then the system was turned over to Monster, but not because of any flaws in the system or any problems in the system. It was just a decision to outsource something that could be done outside. So OPM has actually got the experience building this type of system because they built the original.
That doesn't alleviate lawmakers' concerns. Barry has met repeatedly with Washington State Congressman Norm Dix. Dix's spokesperson told me he is pleased with OPM's progress, but he's cautiously waiting to see whether all the issues will be resolved. Others aren't so patient. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry has called for USA Jobs to be rebid. That's definitely on the table, says Congressman Ross. But he says his hearing will probe into whether OPM has a systemic problem handling major technology.
They have done a very ineffective job for the last 20 years in trying to get those who are retiring from the federal government set up in the system. And it's been a disaster there as well. And we need to look at that. You know, are these functions that are best served in a private sector where it's done routinely, more efficiently, and with different incentives that make it more cost-effective?
His subcommittee has asked OPM's Barry, the Defense Department's Tamburino, government inspectors, and two representatives from Monster to testify at the hearing. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.